I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. Last week on The Rough Draft Diaries, you met Michelle at the Zeff Center, and you learned how she became addicted to heroin. It was a story that's becoming all too familiar. Michelle was prescribed painkillers for back pain. When she lost that prescription, she started buying painkillers from the street. And when that price went up, she found a cheaper alternative that provided the same relief in heroin. Michelle described the sensation of taking heroin as being wrapped up in a warm blanket.
Of course, after being addicted to heroin for so long, that blanket doesn't feel that good anymore. You're feeling suffocated by it.
Michelle started to realize she was no longer in control of her drug use, and instead the drug was controlling her.
It's terrible. You have to do it every single day. You have no choice. And most of the time, you've lost everything. I mean, I had my children, but I have grandchildren. They didn't want me around my grandchildren. I certainly would have never been allowed to be left alone with them. And that hurt. I could see what it was doing to my family. And so I said, I can't do it anymore. It's too much. So that's when I decided to come in and do the assessment.
She means the assessment at the Zeff Center, a nonprofit that provides services to individuals with mental illness or addiction.
I think sometimes a combination of life events and illness and addiction lead people to a place where they lack resources.
That's Jennifer. She's director of clinical resources at the Zeff Center.
We look at the whole picture. It's a very integrated, care-focused approach and a very person-centered approach at Zeff Center. It's important to have somebody out there who can be a support and an ally and to be knowledgeable about the struggles that people face and be able to connect them with the correct treatment and the correct resources.
So the assessment is exactly what it sounds like. Each individual is assessed as to their needs. So those with a more serious addiction or serious illness may get treatment first before those who may not have pressing needs. Michelle was assessed on a Friday and then admitted the following Monday for Zeff services, which include quite a few things.
You have to come every single day. You have doctor's appointments, you have a once-a-week counseling appointment, you have sober support, and then you're required to go to meetings also, so you can have your meetings here also.
As Michelle would wait in the lobby for her meeting, she would often hear others complain about the amount of classes or therapy they would have to attend. Michelle also heard criticism for the kind of therapy she was receiving. Michelle was at a methadone clinic, which is a medication-based therapy or replacement therapy. Basically, a patient receives a form of opiate, either in a pill or liquid form. It's administered and prescribed by a doctor. You can only get it at the Zeff Center. And it's not a cure for addiction issues, it's just a way to kind of wean the individual off the drug as they are starting their treatment and rehabilitation process. Michelle received criticism from others because they believed even though you were at a rehabilitation center under their supervision, if you're still taking a drug, it doesn't really count. But that never bothered Michelle.
It was like a safe place for me. I looked forward to coming every single day because I knew at least when I was here, even if I was only here just to dose and leave for those 30 minutes, I was somewhere where I wasn't exposed to outside bad influences, maybe, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it was always a safe place. And like I said, everyone that I've encountered here has been always very supportive and just wonderful. So you look forward to that.
So Michelle entered the Zeff Center 2 years ago, and she finished the program, and now she's clean. And although it sounds cliche, she says she feels like a new person.
I guess in recovery, my personality, my true personality has come out, and I feel like I can do things that I never thought I could. But I've been fortunate. I don't want to say that I'm special in any way or anything like that, but I think you have to get honest with yourself because addicts are so manipulative and lie and stuff, we lie to ourselves too. So I had to get honest with myself, and that helped. That helped. Then it wasn't a chore to come here or a burden, you know what I mean? It was something I looked forward to.
Michelle's success story is the kind of story Jennifer loves to hear, and the kind of story she wishes each individual at the Zeff Center could experience.
Well, the best days for sure are the days that we get the feedback from the people that we serve. You saved my life. Things are so different for me now, and I'm living the life that I wanted to live. Those are the best days. And it really reminds us why we do what we do. Because people do get better. Treatment works. We are all born with a tremendous amount of potential. The possibilities are unlimited.
So, back to Michelle. What is the next step for her? What does she hope for the future?
I've been focused on my recovery. From feedback from my counselor, from other people, a lot of them feel that I would be good as far as a drug counselor. So I'm hoping that I can, even though I'm older, the thought of going back to school is a little intimidating. I'm hoping that I can achieve that goal. I would like to do that.
I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening to this episode of the Rough Draft Diaries.